There's a fascinating medrash at the beginning of our parsha describing and explaining why the Torah uses the word Mishkan twice. Ela pekudei Mishkan, Mishkan Eidus. What is this double lashon of the word Mishkan? Says the medrash that when the Rabbanu Shel Olam commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, and Moshe himself finished building the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu went in and saw that there was leftover material. There was things that had been donated by Klal Yisrael that wasn't necessary and wasn't used in the building of the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what should I do with the leftovers? The Rabbanu Shel Olam said, build a Mishkan Ha'edus. And therefore our pasuk at the beginning of our parsha is referring to two different Mishkans. Ela Pekudei Mishkan is the Mishkan that we've been reading about in Parshas Truma Tetzava Vayakal Pekudei, the Mishkan that was built with most of the material that Klal Yisrael had donated. The Mishkan Ha'edus, the second Mishkan in the pasuk, is the one that was built with the leftover material that Klal Yisrael gave. And the Medrash says, I wonder, what does it mean? Where is the second Mishkan? We don't find it anywhere else in Chazal that there are two Mishkans that were built in the Midbar. What does it mean that with the leftover money, Moshe Rabbeinu built a second Mishkan, a Mishkan which is called the Mishkan Ha'edus? Zokta Hilgis Vasemis in the name of his grandfather, Chedushi Arim. Klal Yisrael gave the money and gave the material towards the building of the Mishkan with Nadiva Salev, with the Ratzin, with the desire. They are passionate, especially after having done the Chet HaEgel. They were passionate about creating a makam for Ashras HaShechina. Most of that Ratzin, most of that desire, moved from the place of desire to the place of reality with the building of the Mishkan. He took, Moshe Rabbeinu Abitzal took the Ratzin and brought it down to the place of reality and built the Mishkan of Asili Mikdash. But says this Vasemes, there was part of that Ratzin, part of that desire that was left over, that wasn't used in the building of the Mishkan, that didn't come down to the world of action and remained in that place of Ratzin constantly. And that Ratzin that Klal Yisrael had is the Mishkan Ha'edus. It doesn't mean a physical building, but it means that the desire that Klal Yisrael had to create the Mishkan that wasn't used in the actual Mishkan, the overwhelming desire that they had that went beyond that which was necessary to build a Mishkan, that remains as a Mishkan Ha'edus. And that remains long after the building is no longer here. Long after the physical Mishkan is no longer there, the Mishkan Ha'edus is always there. Because the Mishkan Ha'edus is the Mishkan which gives testimony on the Ratzon of every single Yid in every generation. That even if we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, even if we do not have the Mishkan, even if we're not always able to bring our desires to the place of reality, but the Mishkan Ha'edus, the second Mishkan, represents and testifies on the inner Ratzon of a Yid, that Ritzineinu is Lasis Ritzinecha, that every Yid only wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. And therefore, Klal Yisrael gave a Malacha Yisadayim V'Hoyser, there was leftover, and that leftover, says this Vasemes, is leftover for every single generation. That when the Mishkan is no longer here, when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer here, when you've been in Golas for almost 2,000 years, the Ratzon of a Yid is still on fire. The Ratzon of a Yid is still strong. The Ratzon of a Yid, the same way it was after the Chet HaEgel, when Klal Yisrael got up and Klal Yisrael said, we want to create a makam of Ashras HaShechina, that Ratzon is still there. Afal Pikin, Ratzon v'nedivis b'nei Yisrael l'olam kayemes, remains forever. And that's the Ratzon that every Yid is able to tap into on Shabbos when he gets the Neshama Yisera. That's the Yisera, the leftover, the extra. And that's the Ratzon that every Yid is going to be able to utilize in order to be able to bring Mashiach. Hashem should help us that we should use this power of Ratzon to wipe out the Koyach of Amalek, to wipe out Haman. And the Rish Hashem, by doing that, will be Zeche to the Geula Hashleima b'Meherav Yemeinu.